Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Mr. Richard Pennyman bringing us back. Otherwise known as Little Richard, the late, great Little Richard. He passed away recently. He was still rocking right up to the end, though. Amazing Little Richard. Welcome back, 23 After the Hour. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. We're rocking and rolling here on Thanksgiving Day. Still just the two of us, just you and me. I want to continue to my 24th consecutive live Thanksgiving Day broadcast. My first one was in 97. In the previous century, in the last millennia, and I thank you for your time and for hanging out with me. If you're listening on the radio and anywhere across the northern half of the Western Hemisphere and islands on either side, or you could be listening anywhere on the planet. If you're an American listening in another part of the world, I hope you're celebrating Thanksgiving. If you're not an American listening to the show in another part of the world, well, this is what we do here. This is how we do it. We give thanks for our founding. For founding before we were founded, the Mayflower expedition, the Pilgrims, as the first graders called them, and I want to point out a couple of things that perhaps will make some sense to you. I mentioned it in the previous segment. The 110, I think it was, people who were on the Mayflower, they were all kinds of different folks. There was about 40 of them were latent separatists. These were Puritans. These were people who were looking for, they had one goal in mind. They wanted to live a pure life with God. That was their goal. And the truth is, they were kind of intolerant. They were pretty intolerant of people who weren't like that. They were very judgmental people. They called themselves separatists because they were Protestants who were separated from the Church of England. They wanted it to be more pure. And there was that bunch. They were in the minority. Then there were the crew of the ship, of course. And then there were a whole bunch of other folks. There were adventurers. There were military people. There were mercenaries. And different people who, for different reasons, none of them came close to matching the values of the separatists. So here was this gaggle of different, unlikely group of people that didn't like each other. They didn't have anything in common, and the separatists, you know, their judgmental tendencies and intolerance, that, as I mentioned earlier, they called everybody else strangers. But they were thrown together in this ship, and they had to figure out how to survive. They realized that they were either going to survive together or die together. And they decided that they were survive together. They got over their differences. And over the period of the next year or so, the ones that remained, that survived, found a way to increasingly mush together the fact that their common value was survival in the new world. And that's what held them together. So think about how different, how contentious, how polarized. How about that word? How polarized the pilgrims were. And then think about 400 years later this year, right now. We're celebrating the 400th anniversary of the landing of the Mayflower in the New World in December. Coming up in a few weeks, a couple of weeks. And as we look back 400 years later, what does America look like? Well, guess what? It's kind of looking like we're a lot like the Mayflower coming across the Atlantic. We're polarized. We got contentious people on both sides of the aisle, as we say now. We're daggers drawn at each other. We're fighting it out on Facebook and Twitter, and many people are intolerant. Does that sound familiar? Does that sound like what the Mayflower Manifest had going on? So 400 years later, think about it. 400 years later, are we really that much different from them? And what did they do? They found common cause. They found common cause in something they could believe in. Finding a way for their family in the new world and surviving. That was the common cause. All their other differences, they kind of sorted out on the side. But they came together and they worked it out. Isn't that a good lesson for us today in our contentious age, in the middle of an unprecedented pandemic? What if we all thought about the Mayflower Compact? What if we've got a constitution, folks? We could fall back on that. But what if we came up with a 21st century Mayflower Compact and we said to each other, yes, I'm a Democrat, you're a Republican, I'm a liberal, you're a conservative, I like Biden, you like Trump, but mostly I love America. And you say that back to me. Mostly I love America. And that's our common cause. And America is a bulwark against all the other evil in the world. We are, as America goes, so goes planet Earth. We need to realize that. And let's come up with our own 21st century Mayflower Compact, where we find common cause in being Americans first, devoted to America. And secondary is all this other stuff. I'm Jim Blassingame. Happy Thanksgiving. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.